This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Welcome back, my friends, to the Tip of the Spear. I'm your host, Alex Jones. All right, I'm just going to play a few of these clips. This is just what I came across today of government leaders, corporate pitch people, the Prime Minister of Canada just saying outrageous lies about how good the vaccine is and how wonderful it works and how if you take it, you can't spread the virus and you can't get sick. Statistics show it actually makes you sicker, destroys your immune system. That it makes your sex life better, they're saying. There's no evidence of that. Another total lie. And then Trudeau just saying it's so magic, he took it, and it was just so incredible, it made him feel so good. Let's play the head of the CDC, and then let's play this little PR piece about how it makes your sex life better. And then at the end, we're going to play Justin Trudeau, and maybe Luke Trudeau a couple times, because it's just so fake, so ridiculous, that if a used car salesman walked up acting like this, you'd run off the car lot. I mean, he looks like the American Psycho dude. Here it is.
Our data from the CDC today suggests, that vaccinated people do not carry the virus, don't get sick, and that it's not just in the clinical trials, but it's also in real-world data.
Get real.
Get real.
Get real.
Get real.
Get real.
Get real.
Get real
about COVID-19 vaccine.
Shall I wish?
First time speaking, not for me. I'm still harming.
There has been no evidence that the COVID-19 vaccines are associated with impotence or affecting your sex drive negatively.
In fact, speaking to one gentleman recently, he told me that the vaccines actually has improved his sex drive, and he actually wanted to take another shot, which I discouraged, because that's not the purpose of the vaccine.
Everybody that I've spoken to said that they are having more sex than ever since they got the vaccine.
Listen, because I feel like since we set the vaccination, it's been on 10 or 20. And you know what? Let's say 100.
The virus itself is what causes the impotence, meaning that males are unable to get it off.
If you may have people struggling to rise to the occasion when they get the COVID-19 virus, but that has not been reported when it comes on to getting the vaccine.
Every day, all the time, I don't know about impotence at all. It's a lie. Don't believe it.
Getting that shot really was an amazing feeling. It hits you. Getting that shot really was an amazing feeling. It hits you. Getting that shot really was an amazing feeling. It hits you. Getting that shot really was an amazing feeling. It hits you. Getting that shot really was an amazing feeling.
Folks, if you think he actually took a shot, I got a bridge. I'm willing to sell you in Manhattan, and I got some oceanfront property in Arizona, and from my front porch, you can see the sea. Wow. Unbelievable. And then I've got stuff even more insane than this. I mean, the Supreme Court nominee, Brown Jackson, they got the transcripts where she's like trying to let people out of jail that produce child porn of people raping toddlers. Yeah. There it is. She chose leniency in baby sex torture. I mean, come on, man. To quote Joe Biden. But again, they've got all the leftists will do anything they're told. They're in a cult, so they've gone over the edge of this idiocy cliff. Mind-blowing. But this was always going to happen. Our tolerance of evil has allowed this to manifest. Our tolerance of corruption has allowed this to happen. Thomas Jefferson was once asked, what is the level of tyranny to which evil men will put us under? And he said, the level to which you will accept. We are the governors of this. We have allowed this. The censorship, the control, the devaluation of our currencies, and all of it. We're going to lay out the devaluation of currencies straight ahead on the other side, and then we're going to hit the pedo niche.
In December of 2021, InfoWars offered the first in a three-part series, the 1776 Anti-Tyrant Coin, and it sold out in 10 days. And if it wasn't for listeners getting this original, powerful coin, a founding member coin, we would not be on air today. Now, the second coin, the Liberty Tree coin, is being offered, and it will probably sell out in 10 days again. It certainly needs to fund our operation. It is so historic, and it has a quote from Thomas Jefferson about the Tree of Liberty being refreshed with the blood of patriots and tyrants and more. See the coin for yourself at 1776coin.com. It's also at InfoWarsStore.com. It's amazing. There's only 10,000 of them, and as a founding member, if we're able to stay on the air, we're planning something very, very special for everyone that helps us go to the next level. So get your new Tree of Liberty coin while you still can at 1776coin.com.
Through the lies and disinformation, it's Alex Jones coming to you live from the front lines of the InfoWar.
In 1978, I was 4 years old. I'd just gone and watched the first Star Wars installment with my dad and was blown away. And yes, we used to sit there and watch Saturday Night Live Saturday evenings as a family. So no doubt, as a four-year-old, I watched this Dan Aykroyd comedy piece, which predicted what we're now living under, where politicians and central banks are telling us, first that inflation wasn't happening, then, oh, inflation's not that bad. Well, it's going to get intense, but hey, it's going to make what you have in the bank worth more. Actually, it's not. It just makes what you have in the bank worth less. But here is a piece of comedy from 44 years ago that doesn't make you laugh. It makes you cry.
Inflation is our friend. For example, consider this. In the year 2000, if current trends continue, the average blue-collar annual wage in this country will be $568,000. Think what this inflated world of the future will mean. Most Americans will be millionaires. Everyone will feel like a big shot. Wouldn't you like to own a $4,000 suit and smoke a $75 cigar, drive a $600,000 car? I know I would. People on fixed incomes. They have always been the true victims of inflation. That's why I will present to Congress the Inflation Maintenance Program, whereby the U.S. Treasury will make up any inflation-caused losses through direct tax rebates to the public in cash. Now, you may say, won't that cost a lot of money? Won't that increase the deficit? Sure it will. But so what? We'll just print more money. We have the papers, we have the mints. I can just call up the Bureau of Engraving and say, hi, this is Jimma. Roll off some of them 20s. Print up a couple of thousand sheets of those century notes. Sure, the glut of dollars will cause even more inflation, but who cares? Everybody will be a millionaire.
So that's Dan Aykroyd making fun of Jimmy Carter 44 years ago. But we can blame Jimmy Carter. We can blame Joe Biden, but they're just puppets. It's the Federal Reserve that's doing it. And just like it was okay to make fun of Jimmy Carter back then, great, terrible guy, don't like him. An angel compared to people like Biden today. But still, they're not actually running it. So if you just blame them, the same globalists continue to dominate and control. You know who to blame? People like J.P. Morgan's head. Warns U.S. faces unprecedented risk from combo of inflation, war, and COVID. Well, the central banks created the inflation, they created the COVID lockdowns, and they pushed policies that created the war. And they're going to continue to do all this as long as they think they are getting away with it. The minute they start getting the blame, like Disney is for all its pedophile promotion, they're going to start backing off. That's why they want to use politicians as their foils, as their quislings, as their frontman, as their shields, as their birdcage liner. Now, speaking of real-world tyranny, here's Buttigieg. He said this a few months ago. He said it a few weeks ago. He said it again yesterday. He said, until we achieve a form of energy independence that is based on clean energy, no such thing. They blocked all the real stuff. You will continue to see price hikes. It's happening because of inflation and devaluation of the dollar and policies moving the world away from dollars. That's the reason, and blocking oil pipelines and blocking oil and gas exploration. That's why it's happening, Buttigieg. But people are like, hey, he's married to a dude, so we got to do whatever he says. It's like the new Supreme Court nominee. Oh, she's a black woman, so she's allowed to say it's okay to torture babies to death. It's so cool. It's so amazing. Look, he's a little nerdly dude, but he's married to a guy, so it's okay. As if I even care what he does in his life. No wonder he's into dudes. He can't get women. The point is that that doesn't give him an excuse to rape me and my family because he's a chicken neck little nerd. Let's hear from this buck-toothed monster.
So less dependent on foreign oil, and that protects us from shortages at fuel stations. But here's the thing to remember. Even if all of the oil we use in the USA were made in the USA, the price of it is still subject to powers and dynamics outside of the USA, which means that until we achieve a form of energy independence that is based on clean energy created here at home, American citizens will still be vulnerable to wild price hikes like we're seeing right now.
Unbelievable. The Grinch that stole Christmas, bankruptcy, people losing their lives. This is the guy that gets out of three armored SUVs and then gets on a bike to ride 100 yards for a photo op. He's a joke. And he hides behind the fact that he likes Oscar Mayer Wieners. What does that have to do with him and his policy? You can't question him. Oh, he has sex with dudes. Oh, my gosh. It's like Tim Cook. Well, Tim Cook runs the biggest death camps in the world, but he does wear black sweaters, turtlenecks, and he, you know, he is gay. Oh, well, it's like the Indian guy that owns the Warriors. He said, I don't care if there's death camps. Kill all those Muslims. And everybody went, well, I mean, he's got brown skin. You know, it's like, well, if you've got brown skin and you're gay, you know, we've got Ketanji Brown Jackson chooses leniency even in baby sex torture cases. Well, I mean, you know, baby torture sex is okay if she's black, okay? And Buttigieg is gay, so, you know, I mean, we've got, and the Warriors guy's got brown skin, so it's like, hey, death camps are all right as long as they're endorsed by somebody with brown skin. Because as we know, only white straight white people, straight white people are bad. Like Martin Luther King told us, only judge people on their skin color. Do not judge people on the character of their life or their deeds. Don't judge them on their job performance. That's racist. Judge people on their sexual orientation, what color their skin is. And, you know, if you're a creepy-looking dude that says they're a woman, why not be a four-star admiral? Hell, he may say he's Alibaba. May say he's the genie of Aladdin's lamp. They may say that the Dr. Rachel Levine is a whale or an Easter bunny. Hell. Dr. Levine, ladies and gentlemen, isn't just a man posing as a woman, posing as an admiral. He's Santa Claus. He's going to wear that admiral outfit that's got an anchor on the hat. These federal agencies. I love how the left made fun of Space Force when the Air Force actually has a big space weapons platform and Trump wanted to expand it. They said, oh, that's ridiculous. They're wearing Space Force uniforms. That group doesn't exist, even though it's like the most important asset the U.S. has. And then he's up there with a Navy Admiral outfit saying he's really wants to save trans kids. And I've got the Jeopardy winner, the guy that won Jeopardy that poses as a woman. That dude is saying kids will die if they don't get these life-saving surgeries. Like, if we don't cut 7-year-olds' genitals off, or give them puberty blockers. Oh, my God. Oh, my God. If we don't do that, children will die, says the creepy weirdo that wants to talk about our children all day. You know, used to weird dudes wearing wigs that wanted to talk about children, they were in Alfred Hitchcock movies like Psycho. They had their mother dead, mummified in the basement. You know, but now, yes, yo, look at that woman won Jeopardy. Oh, my God. No woman had ever won Jeopardy. Women are smart, but statistically with factoids, it's like men can't have babies. No woman had ever beaten the male champion but you know what? Finally, a woman rose to the top. And there she is. Stunning. Brave. Amazing. And again, with the White House seal behind him, just like the Admiral outfits. It's like, again, hey, I bet the kids would sit in his lap if she wore a Santa Claus outfit. Have you guys thought, where do the kids sit? Santa Claus's lap? You want the kids to sit in your lap?
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
Now, with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano colloidal silver from AmeriCare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. AmeriCare's nano colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, AmeriCare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who've helped people that have been injured or wronged. Have you been diagnosed with cancer? Are you one of the millions who have taken Zantac or other generic versions of this popular drug to help treat stomach issues? Then pay close attention to this message. The FDA said it detected low levels of a probable cancer-causing chemical known as NDMA in Zantac and other generic forms of this popular drug. They've banned sales and even removed it from the market. If you've been diagnosed with cancer and you've taken Zantac or a generic equivalent, call the legal helpline now. You could receive a free cash award and have your medical expenses covered. And there's no upfront cost to you. They only get paid if you win. So please call now. 800-998-7173. 800-998-7173. 800-998-7173. That's 800-998-7173.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
Unspeakable that the Supreme Court nominee, and I could care less, she's a black lady, man. In fact, I'd love it if she was a black lady and pro-gun, pro-family, pro-America. Then we could, like, stop using race as a weapon in this country of control, but that's not going to happen. And so they're trying to ram this individual through. Meanwhile, we have just incredible new levels of censorship going on here in the United States. But we've seen Elon Musk criticize in great detail the censorship and woke culture he's seen at Twitter. So here's where I stand on this. We have band.video. We have Infowars.com. I believe in building our own things, though the left has tried to shut those down. But yes, Twitter and Instagram and Facebook and Google, all of those groups have Section 230 immunity because they operate as a utility that unless you break the law, they don't take you down. And so we should go back to the free internet post Alex Jones ban of 4.5 years ago. And Elon Musk has been saying that. Now, he's gotten the largest share at 9.2%. It's not a controlling share. And I don't want to get back on Twitter just so I can reach more people, just for me, though I would like to. I would like to get back on it as a symbol of freedom and then have some real rules that are defined, like don't call for violence, nothing illegal, things like that. So let's see. Twitter stock surge. It's on Infowars.com. After Elon Musk buys 9% stake, and he's been saying he wants to either reform Twitter or create his own Twitter. So that would go a long way in his positive column. He's come out against forced inoculation. He says he doesn't like the vaccine. That was a big positive thing. He says he doesn't like the globalists. He doesn't like woke culture. That's a good move. His brain chip plan creeps me out, but he's not saying you've got to be made to take the brain chip. He just says if you want one, he's going to be the big pioneer that is at the tip of the spear letting you get that. And, you know, my uncle, my dad's brother, has a implant that goes into his brain, really bad epilepsy from a motorcycle accident. He doesn't just have the one that stimulates the vagus nerve. He's got the more advanced one. First he had that one, then he got another one that's more advanced that actually goes up into the brain. And man, when he starts to have a seizure, which is a lot of the time, you'll be sitting there having dinner with him. He'll be like, you know, I really had a good time the other day visiting your cousin. And he'll go, he sounds like Sling Blade, but it's like computerized. And then he'll go, and then he never even knows it happened. So when his brain starts having those brain waves that show he's about to have a seizure, that thing kicks in. So I'm not against technology if it's transparent, if you have free will, if you choose it. But all the technology the globalists are selling us and pushing on us is absolutely nightmarish. But I got to go visit my uncle sometime in East Texas. I was just there a few months ago with him having dinner. And it happened 5 or 6 times over a few hours. And just put a camera on him. So when it happens, you can see it for yourself. We were sitting there playing dominoes. He's talking, yeah, and I tell you, it's a great day, all right. It's like, whoa, you can hear the digital, whatever it's doing to his brain. It's crazy. So we live in the 21st century. We live in Buck Rogers land. This is where we are. And it really is incredible to realize that we've got all these different systems that are godlike in their power, but we're still just the same humans that have been killing each other and living in squalor and barbarism since the beginning of time. Well, cracks are starting to really show. And there's an article out of Town Hall pointing out that Biden in most polls has below a 30-point approval rating. His better polls, mid-30s. And they ask the question, it's like Democrats want to be crushed in November. But no. They have a job as blackmailed, compromised, controlled minions to bankrupt America to get control of us. They're just front people for the big banks and the Great Reset that's on record doing this. So people look at them and go, why are they going against their own interests? Why are they going against their own children's interests? Why are they destroying themselves? It's because they're puppets. They're minions. They do what they're told. Stop looking at Biden as if he runs something. Yeah, dislike him. Yeah, get rid of him. Yeah, politically expose him. But realize he's a minion. If some organized crime gang kidnapped your wife or something, would you be mad at the guy that did the kidnapping? Yeah, but you'd want to know what group did it and who the head of that cartel was. Because you'd want to put heat on them to give you your wife back. It's the same thing. But if a crime cartel could just commit crimes and not have it known that it exists, like the Italian mafia had until the 50s, as they were blackmailing J. Edgar Hoover, well, they'd get away with anything. But as soon as they were exposed, now their agency had to stop being on the payroll of the Italian mafia. There were other mafias, too. And had to start actually doing something, at least on the surface. We're going to go to break, ladies and gentlemen, and come back with Paul Joseph Watson. He is loaded for bear. Also, we're going to have the great Owen Schroyer in here. Please remember, the only way we stay on air is your support. And I am extremely excited that a product that I thought I might have to discontinue because of supply chain breakdowns, because we get it from France through an American distributor, is available again. So I put the money in 11 months ago to get this. Almost demanded it back a few months ago, and they said, no, France is open back up. In the rural farm that makes it, you're going to get it. And they documented it over the last 100 years. It does better in a lot of different studies and tests than even over-the-counter antihistamines and things. It's all natural. It is the shells of a special type of quail that a special diet where they learned it had a major anti-allergy effect. Helps support healthy sinus function, helps enhance respiratory function, pollen block, promotes clear airway passages and normal breathing, promotes respiratory health and normal breathing, supports eye comfort and sinus health. Quail egg extract, decades ago, researchers in France discovered the ability for certain quail eggs to alleviate season-related symptoms when eaten. And it is powerful. And despite the fact it'll sell out before I ever get more of it in, I'm offering it out of the gates, 40% off at InfoWarsStore.com. We're also going to end the sale at the end of the week for VasoBeats, beet concentrate that's documented so good for your heart, creates nitrous oxide in the blood, it's wonderful for your cardiovascular system, fights blood clots, everything. That is back in stock, 40% off. And BioTrue Selenium sold out for more than 8 months. From the mustard seed, the highest quality, very powerful, all your electrochemical activity. It's just like the iodine, but different. You need the two together. It is back in stock. It is 40% off. That sale is going to be ending on Monday or so because we've already sold out a lot of the stock. And we're trying to, again, reach our underages with things we don't have in stock anymore that people buy by selling out of the T-shirts. And we had 63,000 T-shirts that over the last few years I ordered and did and never promoted or sold. So we had a lot of, you know, some T-shirts sold well, some didn't. So we had a lot of them just building up. Some of the best sellers are there as well. We're never going to reprint any of these. We'll have all new shirts after this. And I appreciate everybody coming through. We've already sold out 20% of the stock. So in another week or two, we should sell out of all these T-shirts. Your last chance to get them ever. We're selling them at cost at InfoWarsStore.com. Thank you for your support. Paul Joseph Watson takes over. Stay with us.
We are only offering 3 coins in the series. The first coin was released in December of 2021 and sold out in 10 days. Now, the second coin, as we enter the last days of March into April 2022, is now being offered. And I believe it will sell out in just a few days again because these are historic coins and because our amazing listeners want to support freedom and keep InfoWars at the front lines of the fight against these tyrants. So go for yourself to 1776coin.com and see the new Liberty Tree coin. It is powerful.
witness this powerful iconography for yourself and have this piece of history and be part of the founding member system that we're set to launch in the very near future, thanks to your support of this project. Get a historic memento that helps keep InfoWars on the air and also gives you a real piece of history at 1776coin.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
The first 10 amendments to our country's Constitution were adopted in 1791. The first of these broadly protects the rights of free speech and free press. Free speech means the free and public expression of opinions without censorship, interference, and restraint by the government. 231 years later, free speech across America is under chronic and insidious attack. GCN is under attack. Your freedom is currently under siege from those who do not want you to know the truth. I'm asking our fellow broadcasters and you to rise up and help us defend our right to continue telling you the truth. Would you like to join us? If so, please consider visiting SaveGCN.com. That's SaveGCN.com. From there, you can learn more about what's happening. You may click follow, share, give, and pray. I'm Vincent Finelli.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get it. We have short and long-term health insurance plans, and some even cover dental, vision, and prescription drugs. Don't take a risk with your family's health insurance. It's not worth it. If you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance, call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. That's 800-670-0946.
Now take you live to the Central Texas Command Center and the heart of the resistance. And now, your host, Owen Troyer.
And I will be in studio, and I've got, well, you could say maybe some big announcements coming up, but you should be supporting InfoWars now more than ever. I'll explain why coming up in the next hour. But we have Paul Joseph Watson dialed in, ready to go. He's been all over the Ukraine situation. He's got great guests coming up today, too. He's going to be live hosting the next hour or so of the Alex Jones Show. I'll be right here in studio as well. Paul Joseph Watson, take it away.
Thanks, Owen. Yeah, we got a guest coming up at the top of the hour, somebody who's tried to pass the propaganda on both sides and get to the truth of what is actually taking place in Ukraine with these alleged atrocities. Who's responsible for them? Are they actually happening? Because, of course, we've got this massive new push for war over the past few days. MSNBC, CBS, all calling for both their guests and their hosts, by the way. No fly zones, American boots on the ground because of another alleged war crime. They're also talking about mass graves, which, of course, we saw back in 2003, 2004. with the invasion of Iraq. That was justified partly by weapons of mass destruction claims, which turned out to be completely BS, phony baloney, and of course claims of mass graves containing, one report was 400,000 people killed and put into mass graves by Saddam Hussein's regime, turned out to be absolute crap, which is why we need an ounce of skepticism. We don't just take reports, videos filmed by Ukrainian soldiers of, quote, war crimes, amplify them without any study whatsoever. But, of course, that's what's happening across the entire pro-Ukraine Western media today. I've got a guest, as I said, coming on at the top of the hour who has followed more intensely than anyone, I would say, sources on the ground on both sides, both the Ukrainian side and the Russian side, to try to deduce the truth of what is happening. Headline, Russia claims Bucha massacre a false flag as U.S. media calls for direct military involvement in conflict. Remember, the biggest lobbyist for the escalation of this war, apart from defense contractors and ex-generals on Fox News and people like that, is left-wing, quote, progressive journalists themselves, and we saw that again on MSNBC and CBS Today, or yesterday over the weekend. Russia has responded to claims that its forces committed war crimes by brutally murdering civilians in a town close to Kiev, calling the incident fake, or Kyiv, sorry, as we've got to call it now. Suddenly everyone started calling it Kyiv a few months ago. I'm not going to do that. Calling the incident fake and labeling its orchestration as a staged false flag provocation. Of course they're going to do that. They're being accused of it. But how do we know who's telling the truth? Well, we don't. So we don't just mindlessly amplify news stories as real because of videos handed to the Western pro-NATO media by Ukraine, by President Zelensky. Obviously, they have a motivation to try to push America and the NATO powers into helping them escalate this war. Zelensky has called for a no-fly zone every step of the way. It seemed that those calls were dying down, they were waning. Well, now they're very much back, front, and center. Article continues, the mayor of Bucha, this town, this region, shared footage and photographs of dead bodies strewn about the streets of Bucha, which is 23 miles northwest of Kiev. Now, what's interesting is that this same mayor, I believe it was 2 days before, announced with great fanfare, by the way, that Bucha had been liberated. And during his announcement, there was no mention of any war crimes, any atrocities committed by the Russians. You think he'd be the first to use his platform to point the finger at the Russians for these supposed dead bodies that were strewn all over the area, tied up, executed, cold blank. You think he'd be pushing that front and center? Well, he didn't. 2 days beforehand, he announced that the town was liberated and made no mention of atrocities. Then the highly heralded Azov neo-Nazi group, who apparently are completely acceptable and fine now because they're our neo-Nazis. The media is now even calling them far right. They've stripped the neo-Nazi from them entirely. They entered Bucha the day after the mayor announced the town was liberated. Then the day after that, the UK Ministry of Defence receives these videos from the Ukrainian government of alleged Russian atrocities. Now, are you a Kremlin stooge if you don't immediately swallow 100% of this narrative that they're trying to feed us? Well, even the New York Times said it was, quote, unable to independently verify the assertions by Ukraine's defense ministry and other officials. So the New York Times came out and said, we've just been given these videos, again, filmed by the Ukrainian authorities. This is what they say happened. They say it, so it must be true, right? They have no motivation to lie about it. And this is how the US legacy media responded in the hours after this story emerged. Let's go to clip one. CBS Margaret Brennan. And note how she frames how she received or how the network received this alleged war crime atrocity footage. CBS Margaret Brennan. Here's the clip.
Mr. President, your team shared with us a video. Images that your government has gathered of what has been left behind outside of Kyiv that I do want to share with our viewers. And I want to ask you about it. looking and listening to what Vladimir Putin has said. He's called Ukraine not a real country. He said it's controlled by little Nazis. He's called you a drug-addled thug. Is he someone you can negotiate with?
У мене, як у президента України.
Now, note how she framed that at the start. These videos, this footage that was shared with us by Ukraine officials, by President Zelensky. Again, none of it's been independently investigated or corroborated. They were just given the footage and they swallowed the narrative, amplified it, regurgitated it. But MSNBC's Ali Velshi went even further, using this footage, these alleged atrocities, wholesale point blank just claiming that they happened exactly as the Ukrainian officials said they happened, not even having an ounce of nuance for understanding that they would have the motivation to escalate the war by saying this is what happened no matter what happened. He directly called for U.S. military involvement. This wasn't even a guess. This was the host of the show. MSNBC Ali Velshi clip 2. Here it is.
The point of sanctions and strongly worded condemnations and the seizing of oligarchs' mega yachts. It's no longer sufficient as the evidence of war crimes and crimes against humanity continue to grow. Vladimir Putin has no regard for life or humanity or even the rules of war. He's proven that time and time again, and he has also pursued the indiscriminate killing of civilians time and time again, twice before in Ukraine and in Chechnya. The global world order and potentially democracy's survival hang in the balance. If this isn't the kind of moment that the United Nations and NATO and the UN and the G20 and the Council of Europe and the G7 were made for, what is the point of these alliances if not to stop this? The world cannot sit by as Vladimir Putin continues this reign of terror.
There you have it. The global world order needs military escalation, which, of course, will almost inevitably lead to World War III. But not to be outdone, John Spencer then went on the same show, called not only for military escalation, but American boots on the ground. Clip 3. Here it is.
Hey, look, I know what this means. I know what I'm saying. I served for 25 years. I served to protect the innocent. We are the leaders of the free world. So yes, and my wife still serves. I don't speak for her, but I'm ready to commit at this moment, unlike I was before this day, to put people in direct contact with Russia, to stop Russia. Call it peacekeeping. Call it what you will. We have to do more than provide weapons. And by we, I mean the United States. Yes, we're going to do it as a coalition with lots of other people. But we are the example. So put boots on the ground. Send weapons directly at Russia. This is a massacre. This is a special kind of evil.
So there you have it. Immediately, again, swallowing, regurgitating the narrative. But unlike CBS, unlike MSNBC, we're going to come back on the other side and ask a few basic, pointed questions about what actually happened in this town of Bucha, who is responsible, and how that is going to affect things going forward. We'll be back on the other side. Don't go away.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
According to the World Gold Council, while demand for gold is surging, 72% of people reply they lack the necessary know-how to do so. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta, owner of Advantage Gold, hands down the highest-rated gold dealer in the country. The reason? We lead with education. We've taught millions of investors how to buy gold safely and securely, and our in-depth gold guide explains everything you need to know. From what type of metals to consider, if an IRA or cash transaction is best, and how you can be certain that the gold you're buying is authentic, certified, and real. Call 800-900-8000 now and get our number one rated first-time gold buyer's kit. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the information you need to secure your future. Call 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000 today.
We depend on our drinking water supply daily, but where does that water come from? Your water provider encourages you to get to know your local water source so together we can protect and preserve it. The investments we make as a community to protect our water source now ensure we have a sustainable drinking water supply for the future. Visit drinktap.org to learn more. This message is brought to you by the American Water Works Association and your local water provider.
Extend your life with ExtendoVite.
When your doctor tells you you have bad cholesterol or blockages in the arteries, what do? When diet and exercise is not enough, we try medications and hope for the best. For the last two decades, I have been telling people about a natural method to help solve these problems and more. ExtendoVite can help maintain cardiovascular health and lower blood lipid levels in adults. The seven herbs in ExtendoVite are known to work together synergistically to get the results we hope for. There are many testimonials on ExtendoVite's effect on circulatory-related ailments. Get ExtendoVite today to start your journey back to a healthier life. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com or see us on amazon.com.
Extend your life with ExtendoVite.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
You know, dealing with the liberal left cultural decay would be kind of funny if it wasn't the total destruction of the future, if it wasn't the total annihilation of our prosperity. It would be kind of funny because they do things like this. I mean, this is just hilarious. New York City announces a new digital billboard campaign in five Florida markets denouncing the hateful Don't Say Gay law, which doesn't even exist, and inviting Floridians to move to New York. Of course, the exact opposite is happening. People are leaving New York in droves, going to Florida, and they think that this billboard that says gay on it about 1,000 times, just gay, 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 literally, and it says, come to the city where you can say whatever you want. Oh, Democrats are free speech again? Democrats are pro-free speech again? Huh. That's an interesting one. So, yeah, you know, Paul, it'd be funny to deal with these people if their cultural rot wasn't going to destroy the future for humanity. It'd be kind of fun making fun of them with their little gay virtue signaling and Ukrainian virtue signaling, whatever else they do. But following these people means the annihilation of humanity, so we kind of struggle to laugh. But Paul Joseph Watson here with us, taking back over now on the Alex Jones Show. Gay, Paul! Gay, gay, gay! Gay, 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 gay!
Yeah, it's like thou doth protest too much, isn't it? Interesting with those polls on that subject, where basically a fraction of boomers, a small percentage of Gen X, describe themselves as LGBT. But now 20% of Generation Z describe themselves as LGBT. Now, their old argument used to be, oh, you're not, you don't choose to be gay, you're born gay. Okay, so why are huge increases in numbers of people announcing that they're gay based on later generations if it's all a natural process? Of course, it's because of social engineering. the algorithms of TikTok promote this LGBT crap, this agenda, over and over again. We had them denying for decades that there even was an LGBT agenda. Now they openly announce it on Disney with children's programming. So again, they're pushing this lifestyle via social engineering. The fact is, it's an incredibly unhealthy lifestyle. We've seen the depression rates in gay people. We've seen the suicide rates in transgenders becoming even worse after they have the dreaded op. So again, it's an incredibly destructive and unhealthy lifestyle for the individuals who are suckered into adopting it to make themselves look unique and try to stand out and rebel. The old way to rebel as a youngster was, you know, through music, through becoming a punk rocker or a grunge kid or an emo kid or whatever. It was a phase. Now the phase goes right the way through to chopping your members off, and that's a very permanent thing indeed. So we continue to struggle with that. As you said, it's become no laughing matter. I'm going to get back into Ukraine now, though, because before the break we played those clips. The immediate reaction from the U.S. legacy media to this claim that 410 bodies, again, hands tied behind their backs, shot execution style in this town in Ukraine, provided to the Western media by Ukrainian troops. Of course, Russia claims that all their forces left the town of Bucha on March 30. Can you believe them? No. They've got their own propaganda, but why then should we automatically believe the propaganda on the other side? They claim they left on March 30. What is a fact is that the mayor of Bucha, Anatoly Fedoruk, said in a video address on March 31st, 2 days before these videos were released of alleged war crimes, atrocities in Bucha, he said in a video address that the town was liberated, the Russian soldiers had left, there were no Russian soldiers there at all. He didn't mention any of these atrocities. If these atrocities had occurred and were the responsibility of the Russian troops, who had left on March 30th, why on March 31st is he not mentioning these atrocities? The timeline seems to make very little sense. Then we have this report out of Summit.News. Ukrainian police said they conducted, quote, clearing operation in Bucha a day before the dead body videos emerged. This was a Facebook post in which the Ukrainian police said, quote, today, on 2nd of April, in the liberated city of Bucha, Kiev region, again, basically hours before these atrocity videos were released, special units of the Ukrainian National Police began clearing the area of saboteurs and accomplices of Russian troops. Now, what's interesting about that is that you get a battalion like the Azov Battalion. They declare saboteurs and accomplices, collaborators, to be anyone who basically doesn't do what they say. If you don't immediately join up with them and support the neo-Nazi Azov Battalion, you are a Russian collaborator. You are subject to whatever horrors that they're going to inflict on you. So the Ukrainian National Police posted on Facebook that they were involved in liberating, clearing the area, and again, made no mention of these 410 dead bodies. Why is the mayor not talking about it the day before it happens, basically, the day before the video is released, at least, after Russian troops have left, after they've, quote, liberated the town? Why is he not talking about it? And why is this Ukrainian National Police Force talking about clearing the area and, again, not mentioning these dead bodies, hogtied and shot execution style? And again, these questions aren't being asked by MSNBC, CBS. They're just wholesale coming out and saying, this is it. We've been waiting all along for the mass casualty war crime atrocity. Oh, no, how convenient. We found it. Finally. Now maybe we can get that no-fly zone and that nuclear Armageddon that the world really needs for peace. So we have that explained in that article. Then we had a bizarre thing happen on Fox News a few nights ago. Headline out of InformationLiberation.com. They are what they are. They were defending our country. Zelensky brushes off reports of Azov Battalion committing atrocities. He basically just says, well, they may have done some bad things in the past, but then we absorbed them into the Ukrainian military, and it was absolutely fine. Bear in mind, these battalion fighters are responsible for those people being, again, tied up to lampposts in many Ukrainian cities. These are Ukrainian civilians. for allegedly being Russian collaborators. They've been blamed for a number of other atrocities. And now Zelensky is on Fox News saying, well, so what? They're our guys. They're the good Nazis. When Fox News' Brett Baer asked President Zelensky on Friday about reports of Azov Battalion committing atrocities, Zelensky appeared to brush them off by saying they are what they are. They were defending our country. And in fact, we have that clip. It is clip four, Zelensky on Fox News. Here it is.
I want to have you clear something up for us. And this is these reports about the Azov Battalion that is said to be Nazi-affiliated organization operating as a militia in your country, said to be committing their own atrocities. What should Americans know about that unit, about those reports?
So Azov was one of those many battalions. They are what they are. They were defending our country. And later I want to explain to you. Everything from all the components of those volunteer battalions later were incorporated into the military of Ukraine. Those Azov fighters are no longer self-established group. They are a component of the Ukrainian military. Back in 2014, there were situations when our volunteers were encircled and some of them did violate laws of Ukraine, and they actually were taken to court and got prison sentences. So law is above all.
As Ian Miles Chong points out on Twitter, they were given prison sentences, but then they were later overturned and then absorbed into the Ukrainian military. The interesting thing about that Fox News clip where he's basically brushing off the question of Azov Battalion committing atrocities is that that was taken from the live Fox News broadcast when Fox News uploaded this interview to both YouTube and FoxNews.com. The question and the answer about atrocities being committed by Azov Battalion was cut out completely by Fox News. Interesting that, isn't it? Meanwhile, Breitbart reports satellite photos show mass grave in Ukraine. Russia denies involvement. Yet another claim of a war crime and atrocity. Space imaging company Maxar Technologies published satellite images over the weekend that appear to show earthworks of a mass grave in the wake of the withdrawing Russian army at Bucha, Ukraine. So not only do they have the atrocities, the dead bodies on the street, they have a mass grave too. Reuters report on Sunday its journalists on the ground in Bucha had witnessed a mass grave at a church, but could not confirm it if it was the same site that Maxar's satellites pictured. And again, nobody's denying that there were hundreds of bodies littering the streets of Bucha. I mean, some people throw up videos and say, oh, their arms were still moving or whatever. Haven't seen that. I'm not denying the fact that these atrocities happened. The question is, who is responsible? The mainstream media has already made up its mind because it's perfect, convenient propaganda to heighten the tensions, to escalate the isolation of Russia and the war and get the no-fly zone. We'll be back. Don't go away.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. And there's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.